Hey everybody, this is Ryan.
And this is Wayne.
And this is our podcast. I think this is episode 4.
Or 14, I'm not sure.
Or 10. I'm not really sure. I'm pretty sure it is 4. Which reminds me, we probably need to throw up the live web server to host it soon. Before we get to episode, 100. Typically, from what I've understood, is that listeners will listen to the latest one and not necessarily go back in time. With something like this that has a level of continuity to it, I think that they would be more likely to go back in time, but you don't want them, seeing the end of the movie before. It's better to, release it in snapshots, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Netflix is doing that now. So Netflix, on some of their newer shows, instead of just releasing an entire season, will release one show, one after another. Because, you'll have people binging. So technologically, it's not a huge issue for Netflix to handle it, but they've noted, I think it's more for, viewers, because, it puts a lot more stress on the writers, maybe, if you know someone's going to watch your 12-hour mini-saga back-to-back, then you'll notice, certain things that were allowed enough time and separation are coming together too closely where it gets redundant.
Oh, okay.
That would be my guess.
Hmm.
Sorry. Really long tangents. No, I haven't started my new job yet. I did get another job, which was good. So they're just getting through some paperwork, some legal stuff before I can go back. So I've been on vacation for a week or two. So it's been hard because of my personality.
I feel for you.
It's a
vacations. They can really be taxing.
They can, and I think it's more for my mentality is that I stay so busy all the time. I'm not used to having downtime. So it kind of drives me crazy sometimes.
So it's that nervousness of just sitting there doing nothing.
Yeah, most definitely. But over the past week, so I haven't done... the small venture that I'm working on with some partners is still progressing. Not as much as I would like, but I think that's just kind of the story of my life as an entrepreneur. That it's never really exactly where you want it to be. So I did some research into what I'm trying to get into. I think what I'm realizing is in the two prongs that I had for the company, one is consultation, the other would be more of a staffing solution. I'm finding more work for staffing and no work for consulting, which is kind of frustrating because that's what I'm bringing to the table.
Hmm.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
But I don't know, how has it been going with you?
Well, I haven't been on vacation. I've been working, so I'm tired from working, and you're tired from vacation. It's kind of a strange...
It's a hard life.
Yeah. I've had a good week. Something I was just going to say, you're talking about things going kind of slow. I think I said this in an earlier episode. I'll say it again. I think just the chipping away on a regular basis has been crucial for me. I met, the last time we met and we kind of shared what we were going to do next, I had said that I was going to get together with our next door neighbor who happens to be an author and has written several books. And we got together and I shared with him the book that I'd like to write and my ideas on it, and I won't go into that right now, but we can talk about that more a little later. But the neat thing of it,
so it is a book.
It is a book.
It's not short stories.
And it is not short stories.
That's what you told me before.
I lied.
That was a lie.
Okay. Anyway, he gave me some really good insights, and an occasional softened kick in the pants a little bit, just by way of telling me how he goes about his writing. For instance, I asked him, I said, well, how often do you write? And he says, well, I pretty much write every day. And I said, oh, okay. Now, I had heard that before, and this kind of affirms this whole concept of just staying with something on a regular basis. Because one of the dangers for me has been if I get away from something too long, it's like the coals go out and the fire's gone, and it's much harder to get back into it. And particularly if you're talking about writing, because you got to sit there and you got to get into it again and try to get your mind wrapped around it. And that was what he was telling me. The benefit of doing it daily is that even though you don't write a lot, because he said there are some nights when I only maybe write a paragraph or something, but the good thing of it is that he'll sit and he'll reread what he's written before, and so it brings it back fresh, and it keeps it fresh on a daily basis. So sometimes he'll be on his way to work driving, and ideas will come to his mind that, you know, keeping that fire stoked as far as what he's writing, those ideas come at odd times, you know, you're on your way to work or right before you go to bed, or, you know. And so that's been good for me. That was one of the benefits of that.
Well, and we have discussed this before where we weren't entirely sure if it was possible to write every day, but I guess what you're saying is it's not possible to write, you know, a chapter every day, but you could stay consistent even if it's small.
Yeah, and even if it was just rereading something and adding a couple of sentences, that's not unproductive time. Because there will be some nights when you really don't have the time or the energy to do much anything beyond that. But building consistency, I can't say enough about how important that's beginning to become for me as I see this happening. And so that was good.
That's super awesome. So how do you feel about yourself now? Like, do you feel, my question is, do you feel more accomplished? Do you feel like now I have something that I can sink my teeth into, or is it, how do you feel?
I'll add one more element to this that is highly important, and that is that accountability thing. I know that every week, and by the way, we've agreed that we're going to meet every Thursday night, okay? And sometimes we'll have to change that. But on a weekly basis, he's going to ask me about my writing, and I'm going to ask him about his. How do I feel at this time about it? I still feel like to be honest with you, like I'm climbing up a steep hill, and I'm a bit winded by it all, because I'm discovering that there are certain things in my writing, as I sit down and write, that I have to probably rethink. And let me just give you an example. I'm sitting down and I'm writing, and I've got this writer's block. I'm in a certain portion of where I'm at with the book. And one of the things that he told me, he says, when you get like that, just go somewhere else. Go somewhere else in the story where you feel like you can write something. Because here's the problem with a lot of people with the way they think in terms of writing. They feel maybe, and I have, like things ought to gel early on. And he told me, he said, I've written an entire book and went back after I was finished with everything and rewrote the entire first chapter of a book because it didn't make sense after the story took me down the path that it took me, and it took on that life of its own. Then he reflected back on the first chapter and realized it didn't make sense.
Well, so, and that's really interesting, because I believe last week we were talking about the same thing, and I was curious if you had to stay from start to finish. And apparently that's not, it makes sense to me in my mind, and it makes sense like why you would want it completely gelled and fleshed out. But, I mean, I guess we're forgetting, like, how powerful the backspace is.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's all fluid till it's finished. And anything can change. And that's a good thing to remember. Why it is that you feel like you need to have much more of it in large clumps, it just doesn't work that way. And, well, at least it hasn't for me. But, like I said, consistency, doing something every day, and the accountability, I think, is really crucial. Keeping it to yourself, losing track and doing things sporadically, you pretty much assure yourself of failure. You know, you're not going to make it.
Well, so on that note, so for myself, to be completely honest, It's been really frustrating. So I've had a few weeks to sit and think. You knew that I dropped two projects that I was working on. For the sake of, I may not have as much of an impact in the market as I think. How would I make money? Things like that. And now I'm starting to realize, and this other venture is going, and this type of venture is going to take a long time. But for myself, as far as my expression of my technological skills and writing software, I've really felt lately that that need is not being met. I feel like I feel stuck. I feel like I don't know what I'm doing. I feel like I don't know, I don't want to write an app because everybody writes an app, but at the same time, it's like if I don't express that creativity, I feel like I'm going to die. And I feel, honestly, I'm terrified that I'm going to be an employee for the rest of my life. And I've felt this past week very much so, like that is a very real possibility. And just kind of coming to grips with, should I just not, because I'm creative, I'm always like, it's never done. But I'm in between the battle of being realistic and being creative and having fantasies, or not fantasies, but like using my imagination. So I've been really struggling with what's my next thing. And like I talked to my wife and she goes, "Well, do you want to not take the new job? Do you want to risk it and just, roll the dice?" And I was like, "I would totally risk it if I knew what I was doing. What I was going to risk it on." And that's the frustration. And I know that I feel that that's only going to come with time because that's the creative process. But it's just a very lonely, difficult place that I feel like I've missed the mark.
I don't know if this will help or not. This past week, when I met with the neighbor, one of the things that came out of it, I told him, I said, where I feel I need to, because I was getting kind of, wasn't really spending a lot of time every day writing, and so I wasn't getting a lot done, and I felt like I was.
Sorry.
I felt like I was getting into. I don't know, just kind of a slowdown, and it was starting to affect my motivation. And so I told him, I said, I think what I need to do right now is I need to spend some extended periods of time doing the writing. Okay? And so I did some of that this weekend, and it was good. But I probably need to spend a few longer periods of time. Now, you don't always have long periods of time, but you can periodically plan a portion of a Saturday or a Sunday or maybe some evening and just say, okay, I'm going to, that's what I'm going to do for 3 hours here, 4 hours. And I'm not going to do this all the time, but I'm doing it now because I think it would really give me a jump start, because it seems like I'm not spending enough time to get over the hump each time. And maybe for yourself, it might be a need for just getting away and spending some time until you get that breakthrough, if that's possible.
Well, and I don't want to seem ungrateful, and I don't want to seem, because I'll talk to some of my friends and they're like, "What are you talking about? Like, the world is in your hand and you can do whatever you want." And I understand that I'm in a very fortunate position to be able to execute on levels that maybe some people can't because of raw talent. But that creativity side of me is like 80% of who I am. So not being able to execute that, not being able to fire that, it's really, really frustrating. And I realized that I've been laying around the house for like 2 weeks, and I almost feel that it's for that reason. I almost feel bad or guilty or depressed
Almost
that I
bad.
got
Why?
the job, right? It's
Yeah.
almost like, yay, I was selected to work for someone else and make their dreams come true once again,
Yeah.
but I can't get my own off the ground.
Yeah. I don't know. I think there's probably some wisdom in not stepping away from the job when you don't know where you're going to go. It's one thing when you've got the vision, you've got a dream, you know where the first, maybe the second and third steps are in taking that dream to the next level. But you're not there.
Well, and knowing what that dream is paramount. Yeah. That's, I mean, I admire the wife for saying that. That's super awesome. But I can't be stupid either. Like, I feel that if I said, no, I'm not going to take the job, I'm going to pursue my whatever it is, that would be really dumb. Yeah. Because, you know, you have to eat too. So I feel like it's frustrating because I feel like I'm a spoiled kid and I should be grateful. And I am grateful, but I'm stuck.
Well, you know, think of it this way too. If what is it that motivates us? When you don't have a job, you're highly motivated to go out and do whatever it takes.
And nothing else matters. Everything else falls away.
Now, if you're trying to get this dream going, but you're stressed out on the side because you're not bringing in any or enough money, that's not going to help your creativity. So you kind of have some kind of balance there.
Well, and I want to solve the problems that are low-hanging fruit. And I guess that's kind of where I fall between one of the projects that I was starting that really was a daunting task for me to accomplish by myself without, like, a full engineering team. You want to be smart about it, right? I don't want to, like, beat my head against the wall for years and be like, I'm done. And they're like, wow, we've had this technology forever. But at the same time, I want to capitalize on what my strengths are and not be stupid and leave money on the table. So, I mean, it's a balance between trying to exercise my creativity and trying to solve a problem that's difficult for everybody else to solve, but being realistic and, you know, am I going to be the next Facebook? That would be unrealistic. Every time that I hear on a podcast a company that's pitching their company telling the investor they're going to be the next Facebook, you know to pass because they don't know what they're doing. They have, like, you know, delusions of grandeur that just don't, you're not going to be the next Facebook.
So let me ask you, because I don't really know what you're thinking right now. When you say you don't have, you really don't know what you ought to do at this point, I mean, is it totally don't know, or do you have any inkling?
So the thing I do know is I am taking the job. I'm not, of course, you know, because it's a great opportunity, and I am exercising my talents, and there are things that you do in life, realizing that it's a much larger and longer journey than you think it is, right? So me accomplishing and flexing my creativity muscles over the course of a long project that I would build from start to finish is a long process, mm-hmm. right? Like years maybe, or months. I don't really know, right? Because I don't know what it is. I guess it's battling from inside my mind where I'm a very organized, task-driven person to take that and follow that to a T as far as, like, here's my plan. Whereas right now I'm in this arena where I'm in the creative space where there isn't a plan. So you can't just sit there and think, you know. But I guess, like, what you're saying is if I spent a few hours a day just consciously thinking about, you know, what it is that I want to do, or you know, I know the technology, I know what my gifts are, and I know what I'm good at, but finding a me-shaped problem that I can fix is the hard part that I'm going through right now. Because I wrote in my journal, I wrote this huge long entry about, because I started to think about it, and I was like, why am I depressed? I'm on vacation, the money is fine, I'm just waiting to start my new job that people would kill for. People, you know, there are two or three other candidates that I beat out. I think one of them had a master's degree in computer science. And I don't have a degree at all. So, I mean, that's quite an accomplishment. But I was like, maybe I'm depressed? Like, why would I be depressed? And then I started mulling over, like, you know, the creative. You have to be creative. Like, it'll die if you don't use it.
Well, and that goes to what is it that gives your life meaning? And for some people, it's cars and big houses and nice vacations and status, those kinds of things. But even those people, probably if they were honest with themselves, would have to say that it's more meaningful to me to do something specific that I find purpose and meaning in. Mm-hmm. rather than just acquiring things, because that's a never-ending thing, you know. I would just say this. I think you've been really busy. You've been busy for a long time. Your brain just kind of goes and goes and goes and goes. And whenever you start to slow down, there's an uneasiness with it because you're not comfortable with it. And yet, there maybe is a need for that, so that as it slows down, you maybe can redirect some of your thinking more towards your passions and things that you find enjoyment and fulfillment in life. But that's going to take a little time to let your mind feed on that for a while, and you have to be able to control the impatience and the jitters about slowing down so that you can focus on a direction that you really feel good about.
Well, and that's why I deleted, or I would have all these tabs open on my computer about, you know, Android development. Oh, let's look at Ruby on Rails. And so I closed all that, because it's like, that's not the focus that you're going after, right? You don't start over at square one to try to figure out what the idea is. The idea is a very abstract thing. You can throw all kinds of technologies at it to solve the problem, but, you know, thinking in that abstract of, like, there's no real dimensions to it that you can measure or quantify, and realizing that it just kind of has to come to you, but it won't come to you when you're pacing all around the house, which I realized this week that I pace a lot. I didn't realize that I paced that much. I'll be on the phone and I'll just wear a hole in the tile. So,
well, just to give you a thought, you know, there's a, having taught adults for a while and kind of watching as the decades have gone by and realizing that it's getting harder and harder to get people's attention to think longer about things, such that it's almost a requirement to get people away on retreats or out of their house and far away from the things that are the triggers that keep them up at night. And you and I are going to be going on a retreat coming up in a couple of weeks here, and I don't know how much time we're going to have to do some thinking, but I'm kind of looking forward to that, just for the conversation, for the thinking time. And I think just some of that extended time, it might be amazing, some of the thoughts that will come from it. It might become a regular thing of just getting away for an extended period of time and thinking and seeing what you come up with, because I have a feeling that you may go for hours without anything, and then 4, 5, 6 hours into it, something begins to come. It may take that long. And frankly, you know, you and I both know, in our daily lives, we don't have that kind of time.
Yeah.
I can't sit around and wait for 6 hours for a good thought to come, or something that gels and everything. But every once in a while, maybe we need that.
Well, that's a good point. And maybe we'll talk about the podcast when we're there. I mean, I think the podcast has been a really good thing for me. And you know, kind of looking, it's kind of like an audio journal, and realizing that, yeah, I don't know what I'm doing now. And I think that's a good thing. And, you know, I don't want my partners are, they don't have that same mindset as me. So if they heard this, they would be like, no, you want to shut the company down? It's like, I don't want to shut the company down, but I do want to, you can do a lot of things in life, right? I could, you know, do a programmer in the day, and then I want to be an artist at night. You can do those things, but, like, finding a way to exercise that creative muscle so that it doesn't die is kind of what I'm getting after.
Right.
But, no, I think that's a good idea. You know, maybe we'll talk about the podcast when we're out there. And,
sure.
And, but we, I guess we're getting next to the point where we need to throw it online.
Yeah.
Episode 4. That's probably a good choice.
Sure.
As scary as that is, given that me ending on that, I don't know what I'm doing. But I think that's okay. I don't think that's a bad thing. I think it's a good realization. Like I said, knowing that you don't want something, or knowing that something is not, is just as important as knowing something is.
That's right. That's exactly right. I think we end up doing a lot of things in life because others think we should. Or there's some kind of underlying guilt that we feel that, I guess I really should do that, or maybe there's fear, maybe it's fear-driven. But how often do you have something that you engage in that you you're pursuing it because you're passionate about it, and you're, mm-hmm. and you're really motivated to do that. That is worth spending a little time thinking about.
Well, and my goal was to make $1 million by the time I was 25. And that has expired.
You missed that one.
And I'm 31. And that seems really stupid, but that was a huge, that was kind of a blow to when that didn't happen. But, you know, you either walk away from it or you keep pushing. So, I mean, I guess for next week, I'll work on further decompressing and kind of getting down to the nitty-gritty of what it is that I need to do.
Okay. I think for me, between now and next week, I'm still kind of in need of spending a little bit more extended time to get more of a breakthrough, because I'm not real self-motivated. Sometimes it takes a little longer for me to build up the motivation. And so if I was to make some breakthroughs in the writing that would get me excited, hey, this is gelling, it's coming together, that would be priming the pump for more action. And so I feel like I need to do that. So I'm going to imagine between now, probably Saturday, I'll probably spend a good share of time just working on it, because I don't necessarily see myself spending all this time all the way through until I finish the book, but I can see where there's periods of time through the course of it that you do have to spend extended time just to keep the juices flowing. So,
well, I think that's really good. And I think it's good for us. Like, if you're up, I'm down. I think that's kind of the way it goes. So that's a good thing.
Yep.
But I guess until that, did you have anything else?
No, for me, I will say this. Meeting with the neighbor was kind of difficult for me to initiate that. Fear, you know, kind of concerned about what somebody might think of your writing, or a little bit of the fear of failure that plays into it. But I think it's been really important for me just to admit that to myself. If it's there, it's there. If you feel a certain way about it, then you feel a certain way about it. Denying it doesn't help you. Matter of fact, opening up about it and just acknowledging it is really the first step towards breaking free of it. And that's what I needed to do. It's okay to admit it, but now what do we do? So I was received well. The neighbor is excited about what I'm writing. He says it's got some real potential. It's got possibilities for a sequel. And I'm thinking, really? So that's kind of exciting.
That's super awesome. That's actually really exciting, because we've known each other for a long time. So,
and I've been writing this book for years.
Yeah. It'll be like the Silmarillion.
Yeah.
Okay, then next week I'll work on that. And then you'll meet with Mark, and then we'll reconvene. And then hopefully I'll have more clarity.
Yep.
That's it.
All right.
All right. Bye.
Bye.